When we heard from Margaret Carrero just a few minutes ago, we know that the police officers were on the trail of somebody that they thought might be involved in the shooting of that CHP officer earlier this morning. Margaret's on the line with us right now. Margaret, what do we know?
Yeah, Dick, we were following that line of police that had their helmets and weapons drawn, and they were being led by a canine. And they came up on, I'm not sure exactly which street I'm on right now, but it's parallel to Haskell, and they went to a couple of different tents that were here along the street, ending up with one where they took one man into custody that looks to be possibly the person that they may have been looking for. Two other people who were in the tent as well were taken into custody. They do have this one guy with his hands behind his back cuffed. They were searching him earlier. We cannot confirm that this is the suspect, but that there was a lot of police activity out here, and I can tell you what, they were giving a lot of love to that canine once they got this man in custody. Again, they have him up against a fence. Looks like there might be a postal service parking lot right here. Cannot see his face at this point, but his hands are behind his back, and they are, I believe, cuffed. I'm not sure if this is with actual handcuffs or with hand ties. They were searching him. They have not turned him around as of right now, but that's where we are at this point. Back to you guys in the studio.
All right. excuse me, Margaret, very quickly. You
yes.
said tents. Are those homeless tents there on that street? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. 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 And there's like an area that I'm looking at right now where there's like chairs out in front. It's set up in the midst of the trees. There's like tarps. And it looks like some sort of tent, a homeless tent setup, which is where this person was located.